Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I am Midtown Dr. Spoken. Yes, I am. This is Kaylee Lynn Show, the KLSZ. I'm just announced on Black Talk Radio. So good morning, Captain. Good evening. See you guys all around. And this is here in Midtown San Francisco. Speaking to you live here, basically here. Here. So today we basically have two issues. Or not issues. But you know what I mean. It is approximately 8:00 a.m. Pacific time. And you guys will be going like on the air about 7 a.m. Alaskan time is what you put on it. But it's basically how we do that here today. It's Wednesday, the 29th. So, I guess what I'm going to show here. See if I can do this here. Basically, broadcasting live from Midtown San Francisco downtown, we do have some things up on Facebook there. I do believe we've been keeping people updated on Muslim Women Radio Network here. That's been keeping people updated up on Republic Media. So you guys have seen the website change the website. So they're still getting stuff added to the site. So we do it as it comes along here. Oh, let's see what else we have here. Well, it is September, September 29th. I mean, 30th, whichever one we'll do with it. I think it's 30th. sunny skies will basically be sunny on the east bay, cloudy on the west. Due to the fog and everything else, and know that we are going to be looking at up in the mid-90s, well, lower 90s for the temperatures. So we have to hit with heat waves here in San Francisco. Again, pretty much after the whole thing in heat wave and stuff like that, we do have the rainy season. I know that we put on the rainy season from December through April. So that's how we go in there on the rainy season. I'm expected to go back to Napa here as soon as we can. As soon as I can. But I know that there's going to be a whole lot of other issues that's going to be driving from the city about in San Francisco. I'll be headed down South 3rd Street here today in the afternoon. So I'll be headed down there for much of the remainder of the day to do some inspection purposes and some photo taking and stuff like that. So keeping the mayor updated on the incident with defects and that he did here just as the farmers directly. So that's how I do my work here. I basically go in, make notes, tell them what needs to be fixed, tell them what needs to be done, but not what needs to be properly fixed, and all this other stuff, and he turns in the orders into the proper department, where I don't have any contact with the department myself. I have direct connection with the mayor of San Francisco, which my father, who worked in the United States Navy, he was part of the Navy, in which I had noted through much of my life. The pilot thing, I was already enlisted in the Air Force. But linked to the fact that they had miscommunicated, linked to the fact that what they had seen, what they had heard, it has been miscommunicated and misinterpreted, which caused me to lose my Air Force. Basically, what happened is that the U.S. Air Force said that I was actually saying something, an issue or something like that. They had misinterpreted it, and then That is when I had lost my spot in the effort. So I basically wrote back to them and told them that it was actually Congress. Congress is doing the switching orders in the martial law aspect, so that's all that is. I cannot say any more than that. That's how they misinterpret you. So therefore, I do have the right to go after the U.S. Air Force for what they did. So that's been noted with Congress at this time, too. So Congress is one of the noted. I am also in United Nations. So basically, United Nations has been noted. I have my UN ID with me as well, so this whole thing. As a diplomatic assurance. I haven't signed anything in paper yet from UN, but I do have my ID with me, so that's all I have. And I just recently obtained my passport. So I got a copy of my passport with me. I need to show it to anybody. Courtesy of Republic Media and Smash, knowing that they're the ones that been helping me a lot in my life, basically. So they knew what was going on. They knew what was happening. They knew what the issues are, and they just came in and helped me. And told me basically that you, as an I, basically saying that I shouldn't be going through what I'm going through. And everybody told me that. A lot of people told me that. It's not just them, it's everybody that told me that. I shouldn't be going through what I'm going through. So, with that aspect of the issue, from Republic International, if you have any questions, any concerns, you can contact us. 415-890-5171. 415-890-5171. You can reach me down my direct line. And that's noted on the website on Republic News International. So that's noted to them. I'm trying to pick what type it is. 8:09 a.m. here, and I'm trying to figure out. Current temperature currently is in San Francisco is 58 degrees since today, which is Wednesday, partly cloudy skies. For tomorrow, Thursday, partly cloudy skies with temperatures, let me see what's here. So there's another looking. As soon as Google comes up here. Tomorrow for Thursday, 64 today, 65 with sunny sky, 66 Saturday, and 94, 64 on Sunday. But they said the temperature is supposed to be up to 90s today, so that's basically where the sun on it. Street dogs or street bugs, San Francisco for 14 hours, which just been updated through Muni, the Muni station. Muni was the turning point through Chernobyl and Church for a moment. Another discovery of water and space. How boring we must be searching for. Alien life on Jupiter. We basically went to Jupiter's moon called Europa. Prophetic vision reveals Obama's plans for martial law. Basically, martial law has been declared through Congress, not Obama. Obama has no longer has power of veto. All he can do now is sign the orders. I was asking what to the Lord, basically is what he said. And he must have had something happen to him. The SEC official stated that something is not right with the Wi-Fi. This got Monday's meeting that they had. News crime. 412-4433-2008 trial. Worthington, South Dakota, John Victor, 52 of St. Paul, South Dakota, appeals Tuesday morning. FEMA finds nearly half of infected denim spring structures. The 46% that is through the denim spring. Roger flies the Tillsburg radio station. Two Tillsburg radio stations, some of the last family-owned radio stations in the nation, has been bought. DARPA. Check out DARPA's new podcast. So far, no insane killer robots. Oh, okay. We want to be friends with San Francisco Insta, Instagram. Sensation Julie Guppert, a stylist of Rangalala Salon. Pack heights. 10 restaurants that mail delivery in San Francisco. So we have more here. 8:12 a.m. FEMA announces nationwide emergency alert system test. The test is probably heard in the rare back moon. And the internet takeover coming soon. Source launch click rain Sarah Warner. Sarah Warner, Sioux Falls Business Journal editor Judy Swan had lunch with Sarah. Let me see, yeah, Sarah. Health insurance changes for South Dakota residents. KOTA News, Dakota Territory News, has learned that Walmart Blue Cross Blue Shield will not be San Francisco backs a funding project tied to sinking Millennium Tower. So officials on Tuesday embarked on the providing $6.8 million to the joint power of the building of the Millennium Tower. Millennium Tower is actually sinking into the ground here in San Francisco. All the kids from Lizzie McGuire are now living their best adult lives. How Boeing builds a 737 in just 9 days. Boeing basically has a assembly line. Musician host singing outside Lanier House in bed to get money. Drama built for vote on SEC top topic. UFO sighting mysterious object spotted in NASA. Rapid City Bishop Kelly has died. And I do have some dynamic elements here, so we're going to be headed out in the 15 minutes here for you guys today. We've got the Kanaimas, the session on MA, and I've got to discuss for Rock Talk Radio.